Belinda Temple, Farrah Fratta, Margie Pointer, Kimberly Langwell, Nori Jones. None of these women knew each other in life, but their deaths will always be connected by one very special justice warrior, the one and only Miss Kelly Sigler.
It's Friday, and you're listening to MU Minis.
What is up, crime crew? Ed here from Murder Unscripted, and I want to welcome you to MU Minis, where every Friday we cover big crimes in a fraction of the time. Don't worry, because our full-length deep dives still drop every Tuesday, so be sure to subscribe and follow so you don't miss out. Now let's get into this week's mini, which is part of our July block called Girl Power, celebrating powerful women in the world of true crime. If you've never heard of Kelly Sigler, she's a renowned American prosecutor and television personality best known for her relentless pursuit of justice in cold case investigations. Kelly was born October 12, 1962 in Blessing, Texas, a tiny town of less than 1,000 on the eastern shores of the Lone Star State. As a child, Sigler was raised with an unwavering sense of right and wrong that would go on to shape her formidable legal career. After earning her undergrad degree in international business from the University of Texas, she received her law degree from South Texas College of Law. She soon joined the Harris County District Attorney's Office in Houston, one of the busiest and most prolific prosecutorial offices in the United States. During her 21 years as a prosecutor, Sigler tried over 200 jury trials and never lost a single homicide case. Her courtroom presence was fearless, strategic, and commanding, earning her a reputation as one of the most aggressive and successful prosecutors in the country. She was known for taking on the most difficult, emotionally charged, and complex murder cases, often ones that involve circumstantial evidence or multiple victims. One of her most notable cases was the 2007 trial of Susan Wright, in which Sigler dramatically reenacted the murder scene by tying a colleague to a bed in front of the jury to illustrate the brutality of the crime. The visual impact of this demonstration helped secure a conviction and drew national attention to her courtroom skills. But Sigler's greatest legacy may lie in her post-prosecutorial work. In 2014, she became the star of the true crime television series Cold Justice. In this series, Sigler teams up with former detectives to re-examine unsolved murder cases across small-town America. The show is unique in that it doesn't just highlight these crimes, it actively works with local law enforcement to solve them. Through Cold Justice, Kelly has helped bring resolution to long-stalled investigations. As of 2025, the show has contributed to over 60 arrests and 20 convictions. The most recent was in March of 2024, when Brad Compher was sentenced to life for the murder of 25-year-old Nori Jones. On September 28, 2004, co-workers had found Nori in her bedroom, face down on a crooked mattress. This was a crime scene so gruesome that even seasoned investigators became ill. Nori had been sexually assaulted, and the medical examiner found 17 stab wounds to her head, neck, chest, and extremities. In spite of the Pocatello, Idaho Police Department's very best efforts, Nori's case ultimately went cold. In 2014, Sigler and the Cold Justice team went to Pocatello and worked with the PPD to look at Nori's case. Kelly urged investigators to use advanced DNA testing on a ring that was found inside Jones's home, resulting in Compher's arrest later that year. DNA found on the window frame where prosecutors say Compher broke in also yielded damning evidence that she introduced at trial, establishing the likelihood of another person committing the act was 1 in 93 trillion. Kelly Sigler's impact goes far beyond the courtroom, though. She's a champion for victims, a symbol of tenacity in the face of impossible odds, and a trailblazer in the fusion of media and criminal justice. Whether standing before a jury or in front of a camera, her mission remains the same. Speak for those who no longer can speak for themselves and ensure they're never forgotten. Kelly is a badass woman, and we celebrate her fight for justice. That's all for this week's mini. Head on over to our YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts on Tuesday for our next full-length deep dive. And get ready for an incredible two-part tale of survival, followed by an interview that you will absolutely not want to miss. Until then, stay safe, stay curious, and stay unscripted.